Blackstone Audio presents Moth by James Salas. To the memory of Chester Himes. Farther, the dark moths crouch at the sills of the earth, waiting. James Wright. 1. It was midnight. It was raining. I scrubbed at the sink as instructed and went on in. The second set of double doors led into a corridor at the end of which, to the left, a woman sat at a U-shaped desk behind an improvised levee of computers, phones, stacks of paperwork, and racks of bound files. She was on the phone, trying simultaneously to talk into it and respond to the youngish man in soiled Nikes and lab coat who stood beside her asking about results of lab tests. Every few moments the phone purred and a new light started blinking on it. The woman herself was not young, 40 to 50, with thinning hair and a teased style out of fashion for at least 20 years. A tag on her yellow polyester jacket read Jo Ellen Heslip. Names are important. To the right, I walked past closet-like rooms filled with steel racks of supplies, an X-ray viewer, satellite pharmacy, long conference tables. Then into the intensive care nursery, the NICU itself, like coming out onto a plane.